Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness. I watched the clock on the computer and it's wrong compared to Blog Talk, so I'm not sure what to do about that. But anyway, here I be, and I have done a little bit different thing. Now, many people don't understand what all is going on, so I'm going to explain some of it, and I ain't going to be reading a whole bunch of stuff from magazines, excepting two or three items. So, you know, I kind of go across the top, you know, shot across the bow kind of thing. Many with Perception Hall, Redline, fail to use or exercise it. Well, what does equality mean? By definition, the quality or state of being equal. It's just that simple, not complicated. When reading or viewing something, turn your perception on. Think about what is presented and the intent and purpose. Think about that very carefully. What are they doing to you? Anything nice? Probably not. But the gist of this is going to be something that most people won't miss. So we'll start out with C-19 was an experiment to see if all red line capitalized, our freedoms could be canceled. Now, I want you to consider that very carefully. As soon as we started to beat it, there was the advent of the mutation known as the Delta variant. Now, does that ring any alarm bells in anybody? It should ring a whole bunch of them. If you want to get into the fun and games of stuff, well, William Falk, the editor-in-chief of The Week, you missed a critical clue to this bioweapon, and that was the timing of Delta showing up. Do us all the favor of investigating this. See if you can come up with what the deal is and whether or not somebody approves something. This is from the issue August 20th, 2020 this year. And we'll see what happens. Of course, there is an extraordinary amount of spin required to put out the agenda found in mainstream media. I mean, what's fun? We'll get to the funny part of it in a minute, but I read many articles, posts, and websites of various intentions and purposes, and I mean a ton of them. I subscribe to several magazines for both info and opinion. In other words, I want to know what somebody else might think is going on and what actions have been taken, if any. And to date, we have a real serious problem going on, which will come out. We will see. You'll see that come out, let's see, next week, I think, last I heard anyway. The following is from Mother Jones for September, October 2021. Now, I subscribe to Mother Jones, so I know what the left is thinking, how they're going about it, what kind of fun and games they try to put into the spin that they elicit, and yeah, there's a spin. The CEO, Monica Barlin, states the spin Mother Jones uses got Facebook to take them down. Ooh, you mean that cancel culture came after one of their own? Oh, my God. I quote, at Mother Jones, we don't play that game of false equivalence. Instead, we do our best to report out the facts and tell them as we see them. Maybe that as we see them is the reason the facts don't line up with the reality. I can't count the number of times I wanted something to be true, only to have my reporting and our crack fact checkers show me I was wrong. I've got an issue to take with one of your people that didn't do their due diligence. But no amount of fact-checking can eliminate the perspective that each of us brings to the stories we tell. Think about that. What that says. That's a slimy way of not admitting it, but saying that they do anyway in terms of the perspective of the stories they tell. As journalists, we are actors in the world, and the choices we make to publish, not to publish, to elevate this voice or that, have an impact. The job is to be intentional about the kind of impact we seek, not to pretend it doesn't exist. Well, there's your first intonation of spin. Now let's go to the other side. Okay, add mojo. The impact we seek is more justice, fewer abuses of power, and a public equipped to take part in a democracy. Oh, boy. This should give everyone exactly what has been going on. You should pay attention to what I just stated. That's a quote from the magazine, and it's authored by the CEO. Oh, does anyone think that this is limited to just the media? Well, I got another bone to pick with Mother Jones, and it has to do with accuracy and due diligence and things of that nature. One more media stunt, and Mother Jones pulled it. This time, nobody else, just you. You guys are responsible. Stephanie Mincer, report on the occupation, that's redline, of the Mulhauer National Wildlife Refuge is a travesty of due diligence and truth. You hear me, and you need to hear me correctly. Taking the report of a murderer goes against all honesty. Your idea, you want truth? Well, that ain't true. Lavoie Finicum, I happen to have the privilege of listening to some of what he stated and some of what he did, and I had boots on the ground in all this. I was involved in this thing. I wasn't out there, but there was a lot of people that were, and I talked to a lot of them. Now, let's start this out the way it should be. Lavoie Finicum did not charge a police blockade. He was run off the road. You can check the damage to the side of his truck that the federal officer ran into, if you'd like. Yeah, there are pictures, video, etc. So, you know, whoops. When he got out of his truck, he said, "I am not armed." Opening his coat was the provocation. He was then shot to death. The videos and recording prove this. So maybe somebody might want to take a close look at some of this stuff. You can get them from different people that were there. So here is some of the rest. Oh, in case no one noticed, news keeps putting out the lie, and I mean blatant lie, that the vaccines work. Okay. Even after the vaccines, let those who have had two shots get infected again. Well, it doesn't sound to me like it's working too well. What about you? Think about it. I ain't getting that shot. There ain't no way you're going to take an experimental piece of garbage and stick it in my whatevers. This just ain't going to happen. So what happens? So the CDC, WHO, and others like the NIH give out their knee-jerk reactions. Everyone gets to go back to lockdowns, masks, and keeping your distance. Does that sound like the same old? Come on, think about it. President Trump took quinine, and it worked. I'm going to say that one again so that you get it. President Trump took quinine, and it worked. For your information, get some tonic water from the grocery. It's right there available. And there ain't no hiding it out or any of that. Tonic water is all over the place. It will say if it contains quinine. You look on the ingredients, or there will be a little notice on the label. 2 4-ounce glasses twice a week. 1 glass a few days from the other. Think about this. I'm offering you a medical cure for all of the things you hear about the big bad virus. It's going to eat you up. It's going to consume your children. You know. Yeah, right. To be immune, take host defense, zinc, and dandelion. Add these to A, B, C, D, and E that you should already be taking. It's not difficult, is it? Well, then we have a political fest. Some of the people that were going along with things decided to feast on somebody. And Cuomo lost his henchmen and resigned. Nobody would stand for the man. Well, my goodness. Think about this one next. Biden and Harris are both being vilified by their incompetence from leftist news media. Ooh. Even their party is denigrating them. Ooh, how far does it got to go before we get rid of both of them? In order for Dems to spend, now here you go. let's see here. Yeah, that's what I want. The debt ceiling, you ever hear that? Well, they're about to have a big fight about it in Washington, D.C., and some people are taking issue with it cryptically. In order for Dems to spend, the debt ceiling has to be raised. Some Dems and all Republicans are saying no. Now, there's a man that I listen to in terms of economics most all the time, and that's Stephen Moore. And he's got a title for this, Hell No to a Debt Ceiling Increase. Sometimes when you go into a store with expensive merchandise on the shelves, you will see a sign that says, you break it, you buy it. That's a good slogan for the Republicans as they continue to battle leftist economically catastrophic quest to bankrupt our country by authorizing some $6 trillion of new spending. Now, these things are, that's posted in the Washington Examiner. It's part of his article, and I'll give him the credit of being accurate. Under the Biden-Schumer plan, the national debt was already nearly $30 trillion, and well above the warning sign of 100% of our gross domestic product, would soar to close to $50 trillion in 10 years. Now you want to drop somebody on their head? That'd do it. This debt explosion will happen, even though Democrats are planning one of American history's most significant tax increases. You're gonna have to take 100% of everything of everybody that makes anything, and that ain't gonna be enough. So that's where the problem is. Now, here's where the story gets interesting. The Democrats have to authorize an increase in the debt ceiling to accommodate this multi-trillion dollar spend-a-thon. I hope you're listening. The Biden crowd and its pals in the media are saying that if Republicans don't approve a debt ceiling bill, they're the ones who are putting the United States in financial crisis. Really? Virginia's Democratic Senator Mark Warner, who is all in on the Biden spending stampede, sanctimoniously declared that Republicans are risking the full faith and credit of the U.S. government by not co-signing the debt ceiling extension. I think that's a little deep, but that's it. That's rich. He says, self-evident that the people who are putting our credit at risk and shoving us onto the precipice, that's the edge of a crevasse, of a financial collapse are the ones who approved all of this debt spending. My goodness. It's very simple. They run up the credit card and blame the credit card company for not giving them a higher credit limit. Amazing. Yeah, Mr. Moore, I do listen to Republicans. There's another reason Republicans play hardball on a debt ceiling bill. The only time in the last 35 years, polls in Washington, and this goes for both parties, have done anything to control spending has been on as a condition of raising the debt ceiling. Oops. This is how we got Graham Rudman Hollings reforms in 86, how Republicans in 95 were able to end the Bill Clinton spending spree, and how we got the Budget Control Act in 2011 with spending caps and sequestration if spending rose above the caps. Think about it. That's, you know, there's plenty there. It's a scary time for our country. Everybody and their mother-in-law and kids and anybody that uses United States currency really should be worried about this. Now they come up with modern monetary theory. Ooh, exception. You see, modern monetary theory is that you raise the debt ceiling every time you feel like it so you can get more money. There's a problem with that. There is an exception, and that is, except history is replete. It's got a bunch of them, with stories of great empires collapsing because of runaway debt and spending. Think about it. In more recent times, the modern monetary theory principles have been test-driven by the Argentinians, Venezuelans, Puerto Ricans, Bolivians, Zimbabweans, and Greeks. And so sorry, Charlie, no tuna today. There was no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Just poverty, despair, and bankruptcy. Well, at the very end of this article, he says it pretty concisely. The Dems broke it. They own it. Then, let's see here. Where is that? Oh, boy. Now, after all this, all that I just read you that, you know, pretty much covers it, Mother Jones has the gall, unmitigated gall, to put all, and I mean absolutely all, the blame on Fox News. My, my, my. Now, in Mother Jones, September, October 2021, the answer, oh, it's all about Fox News. So that's BS, but they don't care what kind of lies they tell. They really don't. As we know, Donald Trump isn't the cause of the Republican Party's descent into madness. Oh, we're all insane. White supremacists got guns and Bibles. Ooh. He's merely the result of decades of evolution that started when Jerry Falwell founded the Moral Majority. Rush Limbaugh picked up a microphone. Newt Gingrich reinvented modern conservatism. Oh, it wasn't until Fox News was up and running that we started to see permanent changes in the electorate. Now, what they want to know is why the politics of today seem to be so inflammatory. Yeah. Independent Christianity with the power and intensity of a tent revival preacher. White evangelicals almost literally swooned. Oh, it wasn't a second coming, but he tried. The past couple of decades have seen a steady increase in the belief among white people, really, particularly Republicans, that an anti-white bias is a serious problem. Fox News has stoked this fear almost since the beginning, culminating this year in Tucker's full-throated embrace of the white supremacist replacement theory. Ooh, I'm sure Tucker can't do that. I mean, you know, there's limitations on things he can do, and that ain't one of them that comes under his purveyance. The seemingly 24/7 campaign against critical race theory and its alleged impact on white school kids, ooh, and the glow of Trump's appeal to white racism. Well, yeah, you can say all you want about the oldest saying going in politics and race, and that is, whitey did it. Now, you can't say that if you're white. But look at all those stupid kids out there saying exactly that. I mean, oh, boy. Since what is at stake is always a conflict between absolute good and absolute evil, the quality needed is not a willingness to compromise, but the will to fight things out to a finish. Ooh. So there must be a fight coming. Liberals are behind the decay of traditional American morals. Uh-huh. Prominent Democrats lead an international group, gang of deep state pedophiles. Whoa. Nasty mothers, huh? Well, white evangelicals in particular are willing to fight with the spirit of someone literally facing Armageddon. That's what this country is facing. The end, done, over with, you know. We think they're fighting against democracy. Now, that's Mother Jones talking. But many rank-and-file Republicans think they're fighting for the literal soul of America. Ooh. And there's some that have come up with... they think they're restoring democracy, and they turn Stop the Steal into a slogan. The answer to the increased amount of hate in our politics, then, the only answer that fits the data is almost certainly Fox News, along with the increased despair and commitment of conservative evangelicals. I see. Okay, Fox-led Tea Party. And... you got viewers of Fox News, and there's a bunch of us out here. We're seeing it right now in the endless Fox coverage of critical race theory and supposed anti-white bias in general. Ring-a-ding-dang, this gets a star, too. The recent battle over critical race theory is an instructive example on how all roads lead to Fox News. Well, they're doing the job the way they're supposed to. Unlike you, Mother Jones, turning a decades-old critical framework deployed mostly in grad school into the latest cultural war. Now, they went and looked. They didn't find what they were looking for, so they made it up. Go look it up. You'll see. Facing flagging ratings, increased competition from even more right-wing outlets, Newsmax and OWN. Fox suddenly decided to put it into heavy rotation. Since starting in March, Fox mentioned CRT, critical race theory, 1,300 times in place of just 3 months. My goodness. CRT began trending on Google after this. The end of June, 26 states had introduced legislation that restricted or banned teaching CRT and related topics. Fox may not have invented this most recent conservative culture war, but it didn't really go anywhere until Fox decided to make it the latest outrage of its white viewers. That's funny. There's a whole bunch of viewers that ain't white that are listening to it, and they agree. Fox News is a grinding daily cesspool of white grievance, mistrust of deep state government, and belief that liberals are literally trying to destroy the country out of sheer malice. Just because we're nasty, we can do that. But Fox News remains the wellspring. John Boehner put it. It's now all about appealing to Fox News and fending off primary challenges from the right-wing fanatics. first term House class of 2010, he wrote in his recent memoir that they didn't really want legislative victories. They wanted wedge issues and conspiracies and crusades. Yeah, some did. I don't deny that. Not very many. It's likely to get worse. Brian Seltzer, CNN's chief media correspondent, recently updated his book, Hoax. My, my, my. Fox is a really different place than it was pre-election. This person has seen changes even in the last 6 months. Ooh, in terms of how radical, how extreme the content is. I had a Fox staffer, as I was writing the last page of the paperback, say, the Biden team has no idea what they're up against. And that's true. Of course, you got to have a brain to process most of this. And I am almost done. Fox pipeline is pretty simple. Fox News stokes a constant sense of outrage among its base viewers, largely by highlighting narratives of white resentment and threats to Christianity. Horse hockey. Positive feedback loop has no obvious braking system. Yeah, there ain't no brakes on this, and it's literally already radicalized the conservative base so much that most Republicans literally believe that elections are being stolen and democracy is all but dead if they don't take extreme action. Well, the evidence is pretty clear. Those things act as fuel on a fire, and they deserve our opposition. Woo! Mother Jones is going after Fox News, but it's Fox News that set the country ablaze and started a fire in politics. Minor and temporary progress in what's been essentially trench warfare. Woo! Fox News that has torched the American political system over the past two decades. That's 20 years. So from 2000 until now. And it is Fox News that we have to continue to fight. Oh, you just wish it was that easy. There is a good deal of things in Viktor Orban's running of Hungary. We should consider using them like an electric fence on the borders. You should think about these things. Tucker went to the extreme of having Orban on and being in Hungary for about a week or two. Hungarian Rhapsody, Carlson's embrace of the Orban model. Well, Tucker Carlson just showed America a frightening picture of what the ascendant far right wants for this country. Oh, my goodness. he was in Hungary. And the interview was autocratic Viktor Orban. Well, that's a lie. Viktor Orban isn't autocratic. He asked the people what they wanted, and they told him, and he did it. Now, think about that. Have you ever heard that before from about a leader? Yeah, I think we just exchanged one idiot for a guy that could get things done. And, you know, Carlson presented Orban as an iron-fisted defender of traditional values who's showing U.S. conservatives how to crush the cultural left. Yeah, well, if that's what we got to do, do we have to crush them? Or will they start making good on a promise to negotiate? If you care about Western civilization and democracy and families, Carlson claimed, you should know what's happening here. The influential Carlson's embrace of Orban is an important milestone on the Republican Party's long revolution into authoritarianism. Well, I hate to tell everybody, but if it takes something nasty like an authoritarian president to get it done, what they seem to want. His leader shares Trump's contempt for democracy? Not really. But poses a subtler touch. No. We want somebody that will absolutely stomp their foot on somebody's neck when it's needed. That's the, I mean, you know. Isn't Orban's perceived overreaches that have the American establishment so worried? It's his idea that a country can be what he calls an illiberal democracy with elections, yes, but with a government based on Christian faith and traditional Western values. There's nothing wrong with that. Correctly perceives that Western liberalism has surrendered to a civilizational death wish with its contempt for religion, traditional families, and patriotism. My, sound familiar? I mean, American conservatives need leaders like Orban who will stand up to the cultural imperialism of our new woke overlords. Need to stand up and you don't just tell them no. You can grab them by the throat if that's what it takes. Unfortunately, many post-Trump Republicans share the siege mentality. Oh, they believe this specter of an all-powerful left justifies seizing control of local election boards. Yeah, if they're corrupt, extreme gerrymandering, if those are corrupt, packing courts with far-right partisans? No. And creating a media propaganda network that encloses its viewers in a bubble of fear and alternative facts. Well, you're telling us that we're going to hell in a handbasket, and then you turn around and blame it on us. Well, it don't work that way, y'all. Actually, conservative fear of the cultural left's power is not a delusion. Oh, boy. It becomes dangerous to one's career, reputation, in American corporations, universities, and media to share political opinions that conflict with progressive orthodoxy. Ooh, they just became ordained priests. Long-distance Hungarian romance with a corrupt, dishonest leader is not the answer. Sure it is. Y'all want to play with fire? How about we set you on fire and see how you like that? You want to play? We can, you know, figure out a way for you to play. For the Orban con, so profound, he is portraying Hungary as a nirvana without America's racial diversity, its modern culture, or free press. Well, yeah, that's fine, but you didn't notice tent cities all over the street? And Carlson had a video of all this. Carlson well knows his Fox Patriot fans love America only in theory. They hate it as it really is. what a crock of crap. Then you got Sturgis, South Dakota, born to be wild. 700,000 bikers from across the country were expected to ride in for an annual 10-day motorcycle rally this week. And they said it's a COVID super spreader event. That's a lie. You know why? All you got to do is just check how many people come out of there with the disease. Very, very few. Oh, boy. Washington, D.C. screwed up. The Senate voted 69-30 to pass a $1 trillion infrastructure bill this week, given President Biden a rare bipartisan legal legislative victory. Well, it ain't going to hold. My. you like COVID? Well, there's a bunch of it coming, and they're doing it. They're just bringing them in and turning them loose. Apprehended over 200,000. Well, 80,000, the Department of Homeland Security reported a significant increase in the number of coronavirus infections among the migrants. Oh, my goodness, they're loaded with the stuff, and we'll just turn them loose. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Vilnius, Lithuania. Belarus, migrant offensive. Yeah, well, you want to migrate, go somewhere else. That's what they've said. You didn't listen? Well, guess what they're doing. Lithuania's parliament voted this week to build a razor wire top fence along much of the country's 420-mile border with Belarus to stop a record number of Iraqis, Afghans, and other migrants from entering. Now, you can put a minefield out there, too, you know. Greece is on fire. And, you know, preparations. This is Beijing. Is going to have more. Preparations come as China battles numerous COVID outbreaks, with more than half of Chinese provinces reporting cases of the Delta variant. Apparently it gets past every kind of vaccine that anybody's got. My goodness gracious, what do we do? I'm going to shoot myself in the foot. Boy. There's a few other things here. I got enough stuff that it is funny. Why we need constitutional amendments? Well, we don't need any of the ones that everybody's got in mind for present. But then you got to remember that it takes 38 states. Think about that, and they got to blow it out of the water. In order to get it to where it needs to go. Well, then there's this horse hockey that's been going around. Climate change, developing nations look to a West fraction. Well, no, you're not going to get it here, but here's the thing. They blame the storms. Earth will become uninhabitable for humans unless we collectively slash global emissions greenhouse gases. That's a lie. Straight up lie. 12 Indian coastal cities will be under 3 feet of water by the end of the century. Whoa, my goodness. China already has a plan to receive net zero by 2060. To achieve net zero. Come on now. It's kind of funny how these people blame everything on everybody but themselves. And China, the U.S. loves label us as the largest emitter. But that is not fair. Why not? It's true. You guys got more coal-fired plants for power than anybody else on the planet. Lavish lifestyle of Western countries. Oh, boy. It's the typical dryer. He is home with 1,000 kilowatt hours of electricity a year, about the same as the annual power consumption of an average Chinese family. Ooh. You know, no, there isn't going to be a... apocalypse. But then we got it continues. Climate report running out of time. Ooh-ee. It's fear porn. That's all it is. A Dixie fire. Well, nobody managed the forest, so that's what you get. And you refuse to admit that you did. Well, kids in Delta, how vulnerable are they? They're not. Hello. Who's the? I don't know who the Dingleberry. They didn't put their name on it. I don't know who the Dingleberry is that wrote this, but you need to be dropped in the toilet and flushed. And here we go, Democrats. The moderates are in control. Oh no, they're not. The crazies, better known as the Squad, among others. They're the ones that are driving it. They're the ones that are steering it. They're the ones that are in control. And, you know, child porn, how much surveillance is acceptable? Just enough to go catch the bad guys, however much that is. Masks needed to stop variants. That's a lie. And I went to the VA, talked to a surgeon, and says, masks work. I said, no, they don't. Yeah, they do. I wouldn't wear one if they didn't. Well, guess what, dude? The best mask available and this is just a straight put it over your nose kind of deal, is 20% or less effective. That's the science of masks. That's the science involved in this. The doc knows who he is. I respect him a lot, but there's limits. And the size of the molecular structure of the problem here is so small, it goes right through a mask. I don't care what Finance Board Centers for Disease Control recent advice that even fully vaccinated people wear masks in high-risk areas. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you... Oh, Lord have mercy. It continues and keeps going and keeps going. I'm going to keep thumbing through this magazine until I see whether or not there's... Oh, my goodness. Here's a thing called inflation. Whoa, be the new normal. Higher and more inflation. That's what. Today those numbers seem so out of sync with what we've become used to that they could induce panic. Panic. Oh, paranoia strikes deep into your life. Farmers' tractors circling the Federal Reserve. That's right. They ain't going to put up that crap. Here's what the deal is. So long as the borrowing continues, in terms of the Democrats, we're going to spend everything. This story, this is in August 20th, 2021, the week, economy. Recovery speeds up despite Delta variant. No, it didn't. It just came to a screeching halt. It fell over. And so far, we still got an economy. The only problem is that ain't going to last very long. It's not something that you're going to see doing anybody any good. Now, I imagine the pandemic, and I asked William Falk, editor-in-chief of the week, take a look at it. Put somebody on it and see. You got a Delta variant out there, and what is the deal with the Delta variant? Why did it show up at the time it did when we were about over it all in terms of the C-19? Very simple. And I refused, if possible, to wear a political prophylactic on my face. It doesn't fit my nose right anyway. So, you're not going to have reality until we change what the reality is in the way of people. It's people that do these things, not regular everyday people, but the people that, are interested in doing something for their country. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Remember that? Uh-huh. Now, I hate to tell you, but the man wasn't all that clean. Still, I'll say this. We have got a long way to go. And it's going to be a hard road to run through. Now, I'm not going to play games with you any more than anybody or anything else does. All I'm going to tell you is freedom's there, but and it's yours for the taking. But you're going to have to fight for it. And I don't know how depth or how far that fight will go. Getting ready to happen. So go out there and get her done. I mean, you can put this stuff out on the news media. See what other people say about this and go from there. Until such time, I'll see you next week, unless I get something earth-shattering in between.